Netanyahu, this peace will help end the Israeli-Arab conflict once and for all. By Deborah Danan on September 15, 2020. The peace accords between Israel, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain will bring an end to the Israeli-Arab conflict once and for all. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said at the historic White House signing ceremony. "I know the price of war," said Netanyahu. "The people of Israel well know the price of war. I know the price of war. I was wounded in battle. A fellow soldier died in my arms. My brother Yoni lost his life while rescuing hostages," he said. This peace will eventually expand to include other Arab states and ultimately help bring an end to the Arab-Israeli conflict once and for all, he said. "Despite the many challenges and hardships that we all face, let us pause for a moment to appreciate this remarkable moment and put all cynicism aside," he went on. "Let us feel on this day the pulse of history. For long after the pandemic is gone, the peace we make today will endure. Ultimately, strength brings peace," the Israeli premier said. Netanyahu hailed the historic day. "This day is a pivot of history. It heralds a new dawn of peace," said Netanyahu. Netanyahu thanked President Donald Trump for his decisive leadership. "You've successfully brokered the historic peace we are signing today. A peace that has broad support in Israel, in the Middle East, in America, indeed, in the entire world," says Netanyahu. "It brings hope to all the children of Abraham," Netanyahu said of the so-called Abraham Accords. "To all of Israel's friends in the Middle East, those who are with us today and those who will join us tomorrow, I say Salaam Aleikum," added Netanyahu, using the Arabic expression for peace. This was unimaginable a few years ago. But with resolve, determination, a fresh look at how peace is done, said Netanyahu. "Thank you, Mr. President." Trump said the deal would put an end to all the lies and treacheries in the region, such as the lie that the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Temple Mount in Jerusalem is under attack by Israel. "These lies pass down from generation to generation," said Trump. "But the countries are breaking free from the failed approaches of the past," he added. "The people of the Middle East will no longer allow hatred of Israel," said Trump.